to give further consideration of ordinance number 25-02, amending Chapter 90 and portions of Chapter 99 and 115 regarding sediment control and stormwater management. This should include further coordination with the Sussex County Conservation District regarding proposed ordinance. If this ordinance is favorably acted upon by the County Council, this motion also includes several recommendation revisions that were suggested by the county staff during Commission's public hearing. The reasons for this motion are as follows. One, Sussex County has been experiencing more frequent storms that have resulted in limited failures under the existing sediment and erosion control measures. Two, I'm concerned that many of these failures occurred on properties that were approved before our recent resource buffer ordinance was enacted or within developments that were not subject to the requirements of those newer requirements. These events should be studied to determine if they would have occurred under the newer design requirements. Three, it remains unclear to me whether the prior drainage and stormwater design failures require amendments to the existing code or whether they require better enforcement of the existing state and county requirements by the county and the conservation district. If this is truly an enforcement issue, then that should be improved instead of adding additional regulations that will still be subject to the same level of enforcement. Four, for all these reasons, is my recommendation that the county delay acting on this ordinance so that the county and the Sussex Conservation District can cooperatively look at the root cause of the prior failures to determine whether these can be avoided through better enforcement of existing regulations, including any improved coordination of the such enforcement efforts between the district and the county. Additionally, if this is more than just an enforcement issue, these groups should cooperate, determine whether the county or the district is best suited to improve its regulations to address this issue. Five, in the event that the county or the council ultimately adopts this ordinance or a modified version of it, at the recommendation of the county staff, this ordinance can be improved with revisions listed by section line numbers as follows. A, section 3, lines 98 through 100, regarding 90-8A. 1, delete after slope at line 98. 2, replace all with each at line 99. 3, remove S from area and delete or points from line 100. B, section 3, lines 113 through 116, regarding 90-8B. 1, replace advise with recommend to at line 113. 2, add S at the end of practice at line 115. 3, replace must be may and at line 116. Section 4, lines 129 through 131 regarding 90-9B. 1, add in the form of overland flow between parcels and the conveyance event at line 129. With this amendment, this section will now state, in case of discharge of property lines into adjacent parcels in the form of overland flow, the conveyance event as defined in the 7 Delaware Admin C 5101 must have no post-development runoff volume increase greater than 5%. D, section 6, lines 167 through 168, and section 14, lines 370 through 371 regarding the definition of bulk granding plan containing in 99-5 and 115-4. 1, insert manage before off-site discharges at lines 167 and 370. Replace into with onto at lines 168 and 371. With this amendment and 3, with this amendment and insert language in both 99-5 and 115-4 will now state that none of the managed off-site discharges are directed to existing adjacent residential development lots. E, section 9, line 192 regarding section 99-7A, 1, insert recommendations after sediment capture selection so that it now reflects to sediment capture selection recommendations.
Second.
Is that your motion? Just to be clear, okay, yeah, so we're ready for a second.
Second the motion.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded for ordinance number 2502, sediment ordinance, to approve ordinance 2502, sediment ordinance with the terms and conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.